Welcome to the Cloud Lounge podcast, where we dive into the latest in business, technology, and everything in between. Brought to you by MSP Corp, a trusted leader in IT services across Canada. We're here to explore the latest trends, innovations, and expert insights. Now let's dive in. Here's your host, Zeeshan Randhawa.
Welcome to the Cloud Lounge podcast. I'm your host, Zeeshan. Now, over the past decade, MSPs have transformed from simple IT support providers to strategic partners that drive business innovation and growth. In Canada, the managed services market is projected to reach a revenue of over $590 million by 2025. And this is with an annual growth rate of 2.3% from 2025 to 2029. This growth is fueled by businesses seeking to outsource their IT operations for increased efficiency and just overall cost savings. And the MSP space has been rapidly evolving with increased adoption of cloud computing, rising cybersecurity concerns, and general scarcity of niche IT skills. Businesses are trying to remain focused on their core operations while remaining on top of the ever-evolving IT landscape. This leads us to our guest for today, our very own Habib Malik. Habib is Chief Executive Officer at MSP Corp, one of Canada's largest managed IT service providers. Welcome to the podcast, Habib.
Well, hi, everyone. Guys, thanks a lot for having me on this. A pleasure being here. Really love the subject that we're covering. It's very close to my heart. I've been basically in the IT business for the last 30 years. Began a very small VAR-based business about 30 years ago, two people, and God bless, we are now 620 across Canada with 14 offices. And me being the CEO, I've had the pleasure of basically seeing this business grow from a very small business to where it's at today with four centers of excellence across Canada, where we are offering the highest level of both managed and professional services. A lot of modern workplace transformation, a lot of cybersecurity maturity platform installation work, and now a lot of innovation being put into AI automation and the use of agents inside organizations to help make them more productive and to replace some of the human element with some agent-based support and work.
Excellent. Well, thank you for that, Habib. And Habib, I'd love to get your perspective on how MSPs have changed over the last decade. What kind of shifts have you seen businesses engage with IT providers?
So, when we look at technology and what technology has done, it's really about information. What we were doing traditionally 10 years ago was really, how do we collect this information? Where do we collect this information? And how do we allow you to share it? So 10 years ago, we were very much on the journey of, hey, what part of our process should actually be on-premise? What part of our process should be in a private cloud? The beginnings of public cloud were really starting to come up. So the evolution of taking care of companies through managed services was really about on-premise work, going to the customer, talking to the customer, understanding what the customer's needs were, and addressing them. And then fast forward to about 5 years ago, where a lot of the work that we needed to do, even 10 years ago, was, hey, we've got information, we really need to secure it. We've got users, we really need to secure them. We've got devices, we really need to secure them. So the whole managed services platform changed and required that MSPs really start honing in on cybersecurity, really start making sure that everything they're doing on-prem or in the cloud, either on users or on devices, was properly secured. So a lot of MSPs transitioned into becoming security specialists because they had to make sure that they were able to offer and deliver the kinds of services that were needed. Now let's talk about the last 5 years. So the last 5 years is, again, a complete shift into much more cloud-based systems. Modern workplace entails the implementation of both location and device agnostic work. It means now we don't want to have information in a place where if the electricity goes out or if the internet goes down, we no longer have access. We actually want it in robust places, which have a lot of redundancy behind them, so that the uptime is basically 24/7, and we're able to access our information both from any device and any location. So that whole transition over the last year has been a big part of that, and it's been wrapped in cybersecurity. nothing is being done in the last 5 years without thinking of the consequences of, if we allow a user to do this, what our exposure are we giving? If we give this device these accesses, what kind of liabilities are we taking on in terms of it if it ever gets compromised? And then when we look at a multi-cloud system, then that whole cybersecurity user and device protection needed to umbrella that as well. So a lot of MSPs became proficient and have been delivering a lot of services in that area. And in the last 2 years, we've had a huge acceleration in automation because we have tools such as OpenAI and large language modules that have been created quite effectively. And then right up until the most recent announcement by the Chinese with their product, we now see that the information that we knew existed, the information that we knew we needed to manage, we needed to control, and we needed to secure, we're now seeing that, hey, there's a lot of power in using that information, because at the end of the day, most employees that work in a company are actually interacting with that information, they're processing that information, and they're creating an outcome for their company to review, to then make decisions, and then move that company forward. So for looking at information in that perspective, is that most people in a company are using information to do the work that they do. That can be automated. That can be scripted. You can have agents that now are smart enough to understand the workflow that a human person or a human brain would actually go through to bring an outcome based on a request that made by just about any department. So the last 2 years, a lot of investments have been made by MSPs in, number one, understanding what the automation technology is. We're calling it AI. In reality, it's really automation. And what are agents? Agents are basically workflows with an intelligent brain to be able to learn. And that's the big thing about why we're calling it AI. It's because the agents that we have in our place have the ability to learn and use multiple data points from multiple databases, bring it together for an outcome, which is literally what humans do every single day with the information that they're presented in order to produce an outcome that they're looking for. So yeah, very exciting. Lots of things going on and a lot of big changes happening right now in MSPs.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so, yeah, you've talked about some pretty massive kind of perception change in what MSPs or the value that MSPs bring to the table. But some businesses still see MSPs as just IT support. How do you shift that perception and position your MSP as a strategic business partner?
Great question. It's really about adopting the technology. What do I mean by that? If we adopt the automation, if we use the automation, if we use agents in running our own business as an MSP, you become the platform and the use case for your customers. Perfect example is that if we're writing agents, an HR agent, what do I mean by that? Well, you know, we have an HR department, we've got here at MSP, we've got probably 9 people in HR. And if we look at 4 of them, I guarantee you they're getting emails from people saying, hey, listen, I have a question about my pay. I have a question about my vacation. I have a question about my benefits, my claims, and this and that. And what does the person who receives it at the other end gets that information, actually goes into the system, looks at a page, goes to a particular field and says, oh, that's the answer, comes back and gives them the answer. So we right now have the capability where we've created those workflows and those thought processes into the agents, and we are able to actually exercise on receiving a question and delivering an answer with 100% accuracy. So when we look at how we're adopting it and how MSPs need to adopt it, the fact is the MSPs themselves need to become a hub of the use of automation, a hub of the use of agents to do their work, and then actually demonstrate and show that live to their customers. And when you show something functioning to a customer, that is where you get the customer's buy-in to say, yeah, oh my God, you're using it. Oh my God, that would save me a person in HR. That would save me hours in a day not having to do it, which then segues into, we used to manage where information used to be kept. Then we manage the flow of information. Now we're going to manage the use of that information as an MSP. And by the use of that information, it's how people consume that data and how they treat it. So MSPs today, if they want to be relevant in the future, need to transition to probably the earliest adopters of this technology, so that they can demonstrate to their customers that it's effective at what we claim it to be.
Absolutely. Taking the practice what you preach approach.
Correct.
So Habib, you've already mentioned AI as well. And obviously we know it's not only just a buzzword, but a major kind of disruptive, transformative change in technology that's coming down the pipe. I'd like to hear your perspective on, with AI and automation transforming IT services, how are MSPs leveraging these technologies to provide more value to their clients? How are they kind of practicing what they preach?
Well, if you listen to a lot of either small, medium business, and even at the enterprise level, there is a huge drive for, hey, I want to cut costs. Hey, I need to be more competitive. Hey, I need to squeeze more value out of each dollar. So if we look at the services that we offer, and we look at if we automate more of our processes, well, guess what? We're able to offer the same service at a much cheaper price. So if automation gets introduced more and more into our own business, then we are able to take on more customers with the same amount of staff that we have right now. And without taxing the employee more, we're actually able to produce a lot more. So the first and most effective thing that we can do with the early adoption of automation and AI is literally to increase our people's, and I'm talking about our employees, capability to produce, consume, and to give the desired outcome to a client, saving them money. Because through automation, we can, like I said, with the same amount of people, be able to serve a lot more. Or some of those functions outright, no human would be required to be involved. It's strictly going into an automation process. There again, the customer's saying. And then the second thing is, again, we're back on the train of how do we help all of our partners and our customers save money. And human resources for most companies is probably the most expensive cost within their P&L. And then there's that element of productivity and the speed of information. Through AI and automation, if we can hit all three of those, then we are effectively helping all of our partners and customers become more efficient, become a lot faster at processing the information, make better decisions faster. And again, just like us, be a lot more productive with the same amount of staff that they have right now. This truly is a pivotal point for MSPs because we have traditionally been cost drivers. They hire us, they consider a cost. We sell them software, they consider us cost. Now, finally, we're actually going to be able to turn the tables and say, hey, this isn't a cost. There's going to be an ROI and a long-term investment return on this. Great time to be an MSP.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And Habib, right up front, you had mentioned kind of how cybersecurity has been an effective catalyst for a lot of MSPs to kind of revolutionize the value they deliver. And we know cybersecurity is no longer just an IT concern, it's a business risk. How are MSPs adapting their strategies to help clients stay ahead of evolving cyber threats?
So one of our core values here at MSP is seek to understand. We need to make sure, and we effectively do this probably on a daily basis, is really understand the threat vectors. Where are the threats coming from? Where is the weakest link in our chain? And how are we adding our services and products to align with that? Let me give you an example of that. So most compromises come from a user level. Some at a device level, but most come at a user level. Mm-hmm. Individuals have the habit of trying to use least amount of information to access the most amount of information. What does that mean? I have a username and I have a password. I'm going to try to use that as much as possible because I don't want to remember 50 passwords and I don't remember 50 logins. So I'm going to go to a compromised website and I won't know it's compromised because I don't have a mechanism to do that. And I'll use a credential, email and password. And then before you know it, I'm compromised because that site is compromised. It just keylogged everything that I did. And then before you know it, they're logging in as me, and they then help in order to for the company to get compromised. Fast forward to us, MSPs, understanding behaviors like that, bring into market products like MDR, which is called Monitor, Detect, and Respond, which means we now put umbrella systems into place where we are actually out there actively monitoring where you're using your passwords, where you're using your usernames, what websites you're going to, what kind of behavior are you exhibiting as yourself, your user, and what behavior you're exhibiting on your device. And we are mitigating and controlling it so that if you do try to go to a compromised website, well, we'll block it because we know that site is compromised. So we're playing a very active role in making sure that our customers understand all of these different kinds of threat vectors, where they come from. And then now with AI, it's not even human beings that are driving this. Now they've got agents that are out there that are created every single second of every single day, bombard the internet looking for these kinds of compromises. So staying ahead of all that really starts with understanding it, then making sure that we're partnering with or creating products and services that mitigate that. And thirdly, educating all of our clients on a constant basis, on a regular basis, on the existence of these threats, how to mitigate and control these threats. And it's fluid. So we have to make sure that we're constantly learning about this and making sure our clients are constantly learning about this. And we tell most of our customers, it's not a question of if you're going to get a compromise, it's a question of when. What's going to dictate whether it's a very controlled and very painless process versus where it is rampant and uncontrolled? It's all going to depend on whether you listen to us and you put the right controls into place and you put the right products into place before the compromise actually happened.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And just slightly switching gears here, I know there may be some organizations that are in a position where they're kind of evaluating MSPs, whether they're up for renewal or what have you. I'd love to hear from you directly, kind of what key factors should organizations consider to ensure they're receiving maximum value from their MSPs?
Information. Back to the whole conversation of information. IT is called information technology for a reason. We're there to help create, help protect, and help deliver information. If your MSP today is not talking to you about your information, what is the best way to where to host it, the best way to manage it, what's the best way to control it, what's the best way in order to allow access to it, they're not doing the right thing. If they're not talking to you about the power of the information that you possess, which is the whole advent of automation and AI, is how are we interfacing with that information? How quickly are we able to access that information? How intelligently are we able to access that information? Your MSP is not doing justice to you. The whole traditional MSP viewed as, hey, listen, you've got X amount of computers. We're going to send somebody on site. They're going to manage your computer. They're going to come. They're going to do your updates. They're going to do your patching. And if you have a problem, they'll reset your password. All of that is very old school. MSPs of today, the adopters of the true powerful technology today in the MSP world are talking to you about your information. They're talking about how best to access your information, how best to control access to information, how best to protect your information, and how best to mine productively your information.
Excellent. Excellent. And just in closing here, Abib, I'd love to bring out our magic crystal ball. In the next 3 to 5 years, what trends do you see shaping the future of MSPs? And do you see any other additional kind of major disruptions on the horizon?
So one of the first things that we firmly believe is going to be disrupting the market is when we look at level one support. So level one support is traditionally the reset my password, I can't print, or I'm trying to send this email and it's getting blocked. So a lot of that front end work, we are now fully capable to automate it through the use of controlled AI, which means we have a private LLM created, which ingests your institution's data specific to your companies and your users, and basically take the frontline support out of humans' hands and put it into the hands of workflows, which should be able to address 90-95% of the issues, and the other 5% get escalated. So that's at the first level. The second level is really going to be about the creation of agents, either through Microsoft Copilot, if you're heavily into the Microsoft platform, or in the form of private portals in which we will use different technologies in order to create the agents. And each one of those agents will be able to automate a certain portion of the work that is really being done. So MSPs are going to need to transform, and smart customers are actually going to demand these kind of services from their information technology support provider so that, like I said before, they want to be the best that they can be in their industry. So Imagine you're working with an MSP that's very old school, that is not very focused on your information, not very focused on the access to your information, not very focused on the automation of the access to that information, versus another MSP that's taking care of your competitor, and your competitor is working with someone who's very advanced in the automation, who has agents set up for all of their workers, and they're able to produce three times as fast the results. For their company, well, you're not going to be a very good competitor in your industry. So the MSP role within organizations out there is going to become very relevant in the success of those organizations.
Excellent. Well, Habib, I would like to thank you for spending the time and sharing your insights with the audience and myself.
Thank you very much for the opportunity, guys. It was great talking to you today.
With the IT landscape constantly evolving, the role of the MSP is changing with it. What once was a simple transactional relationship is now turning into a strategic business partnership. We are grateful to our guest Habib for sharing his valuable perspective on the MSP landscape. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure you subscribe to the Cloud Lounge on your favorite podcast platform so you never miss an update. Until next time, this has been the Cloud Lounge Podcast. Take care.